This is Ted Kennedy. A new federal report reminds us that the AIDS epidemic isn't over, and the worst is yet to come. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush's National Commission on AIDS released a new report last week full of ominous predictions. 1 million Americans are now infected with the AIDS virus. In 10 years since AIDS was first discovered, 120,000 Americans have died. In the next 2 years alone, the toll will triple to 350,000 dead. The commission says public blame, fear, and indifference are now as deadly as the virus itself. That's a devastating indictment, Al, of the nation's failure to cope with this mushrooming epidemic. The commission's report contains 30 sensible recommendations to stop pandering to fear and hysteria and start fighting the virus. Rein in your right-wing colleagues, Al. Your Wyoming pal, Secretary of Defense Dick Cheney, is a commission member. You listen to him on defense, so listen to him here as well.
Good heavens, Ted. You sure don't ever listen to Dick Cheney on defense. Talk about hypocrisy. And Ted, you could follow the AIDS Commission's good advice and stop trying to blame Republicans for this disease. How sad. Since 82, when Congress first put some funding in the pipeline to work on a cure for AIDS, we have come from $6 million that year to over $4 billion this year. That speaks eloquently for itself. AIDS research now gets more money than cancer and heart disease efforts combined. America is pulling out all the stops to find a cure for AIDS, and until we do, not a week goes by that affected citizens don't remind us of the problem and the critical need for prevention. Ted, put a cork in your own hysteria bottle. AIDS is deadly and nothing to downplay, but it is one disease that persons can prevent if they can just get all the facts. Help us. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.